Fitzpatrick. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It is 76 degrees here at 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening. I'm Levon Putney. Another round of storms pushed through this afternoon. More on the way, at least in the forecast for tomorrow, Saturday. Parts of North Jersey earlier today got hit with heavy rain, leaving drivers stuck in traffic, crawling along the Turnpike and Garden State Parkway with standing water in a few spots in those far left lanes, car lanes for one. Flooding also reported in several low-lying areas around the state. Well, a former Hudson County Parks director is the last man to plead guilty in a federal bribery case.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 59-year-old Russell Falacara accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and kickbacks as a contractor, secured more than $5 million in Hudson County Park contracts. The conspiracy involved more than $1.5 million in bribes over 6 years. In 2005, Falacara pleaded guilty to racketeering charges after federal prosecutors said he was extorting companies on behalf of the Genovese crime family. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Well, former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's wife, Nadine Menendez, is scheduled to report to prison tomorrow after a federal judge denied her a request to delay the sentence to keep up breast cancer treatment, siding with prosecutors who said she can still get treatment behind bars. Well, whales are the ones who usually get hit by boats, but a bit of a turnabout Sunday when a whale rammed a Carteret fireboat patrolling Raritan Bay.
We were doing about maybe 7 or 8 knots. And all of a sudden, there was this loud bang.
Yeah. Carteret Fire Chief Eric Wall says he went below to check after that bang and saw a hole in the rear wall. And so the firefighters put out a distress call, grabbed their stuff, and ended up in the water until nearby boats scooped them out. Nobody hurt. Oh, but that fireboat was. It sank. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A couple of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm around early. Otherwise warm and sticky with some clouds tonight. Lows in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow and pretty warm with sun and some clouds. A couple of showers and storms will be around in the afternoon and early evening hours, any of which could bring flooding downpours and gusty winds. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Then a mostly dry weekend with some sunshine. The humidity is going to be dropping. Highs will be between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It's 75 degrees in Manalokan, 74 in Salem, 75 degrees in Monroe. Traffic and weather brought to you by Joe Hurley Heating and Air Conditioning. For heating or AC problems, trust Joe Hurley Heating and Air Conditioning. With over 30 years of experience, certified techs, no salespeople, and same-day service. Visit them online at joehurleyinc.com. Inc. as in I-N-C. Next update at 7:30. Your source for breaking news every time it breaks. Now to Steve Trevalese coming up here on New Jersey 101.5.
All right. Not only